Welcome, everyone, to the official fan episode.
An episode dedicated
to all of you. Everyone who answered questions, everyone who asked questions that wants them answered, it's about to happen live in front of the Staples Center.
And everyone who answered questions that wants them asked.
We're going to show no mercy, no hostages. Every question gets answered.
The old
At
Turkish
this WrestleMania,
approach.
Mick Foley's going down. The Undertaker's here, and he's not taking no shit from nobody.
Fuck
on! Every question.
God is my witness, he will break those questions in half.
So let's start from the top.
All right.
So the first question.
All right, hang on, just as an overview. We're going to do random questions from our audience, and we're going to do some of the frequently asked questions.
Shit.
That people have been asking us for the better half of 30
what?
Weeks.
Wait.
And Jackson fell down a well, so...
He just saw a lizard. He's fine.
That's a reference no one's going to get
yet.
What
the fuck did you do, Jackson?
I just smashed my wrist. That's painful. All right,
don't
keep going.
Why are you slamming your desk? It's not an actual WrestleMania.
He punches it when he's hired.
I really got into
it. Stop being so angry, Jackson. Fuck.
Good lord.
No, I think I've shattered my wrist.
Anytime you bring up
what
our
the fuck
audience,
did you do?
You beat stuff.
All right, frequently asked questions while I go into cardiac arrest over here.
Well, after the frequently asked questions, we're going to do
I have a question. Are you okay?
Dear patrons.
Well, frequently asked questions. The first one comes from Charlie. What happened to your wrist, Jackson?
I was trying to, like, move my microphone to get a better, like, angle, and I, wedged my wrist in between my leg and the desk. Like, just absolutely smashed it.
That's hardly a smash. That's more of a
light rapping.
Yeah.
I really kicked my knee up.
What did you do?
I'm having a hard time. I'm just telling you, it's sore. Jesus, my wrist is sore. Who cares? Move on.
Boo.
He wouldn't make it very long in the WrestleMania.
Let's just fucking go, Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
Morty in enough pain.
So we got these divided as silly. Ish, then serious ish if you go down and the FAQ. Take your pick.
Well, who's going first? Let's have an order.
All right, I'll go.
Jack.
Right.
Never mind.
Jackson, no, you go first. You're right. It's Jack, yeah.
All right, so how did we all meet?
Oh, we're doing the podcast, the FAQ. All right. How did we all meet?
Well, I met Andrew online. Back in 2011?
Earlier than that.
Was it? Was it 2010?
I think it was late 09, actually.
Oh, it was. I can promise you it wasn't late 09, because I wasn't making anything at the time, unless you were watching my Gears of War montages.
I met you when you were doing Call of Duty. I remember that specifically.
That's 2010, 2011.
Then yeah.
For our younger audience members, that's 7 years ago.
No, you're right. Yeah, it was probably early 11. You're right. You're totally right.
He had just done some commentary stuff for a dude named Sandy Ravage, and I had saw that and I was like, wow, this guy's a fucking nerd. And so I forgot all about him for a while, and then I saw he was streaming and I was like, wow, it's that nerd, let me call him a nerd to his face. And then we became friends.
I distinctly remember the muddled details that get lost in the telling of history. I was on the stream and I was in the chat and it was winding up. And Charlie, the very first words you ever said to me were, I don't appreciate you making fun of my nipples.
Is that really what I said?
Because remember I made a video that parodied like some of the most popular Call of Duty people and you were in it?
Oh,
yeah. Right. I did a thing where I made fun of like all the like Sandy Ravage and like C. Nanners was in there. And I just picked all the top Call of Duty people. And you were a part of it, and I made fun of you. And the first thing you ever fucking said to me was a message in Twitch chat that said, I did not appreciate you making fun of my nipples. And I thought you were fake because the one in your name was in the wrong place.
That was back before there was Twitch TV. It was Justin TV, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Justin TV.
And I assumed you were a fake because I was like, oh, yeah, that's funny because you didn't have the actual, like, you put the one in the wrong place or something or spelled it differently or whatever. And then you messaged me on Xbox. And I was like, oh, I guess this is the real guy.
Yeah, no, I was determined to let this guy know. He was a nerd.
Oh.
He did. You messaged me and you brought me into an Xbox voice chat. And then after you called me a nerd, you said, do you want to play Black Ops Zombies with me and my friend Kyle?
Oh wait, really?
Yeah, it was Mr. Cooper's, you and me, and we played the first Black Ops Zombies together.
That's a cute memory.
And that was
just Kyle.
He's a friend of mine. He's actually the guy. Well, I think I've told this story when I pissed in a girl's mouth.
That was Kyle.
He was the girl.
Well, yeah. I went up to see Kyle, and then one thing led to another, and I was pissing in mouths.
And then the other thing I remember is if you told that one, I can tell the one of when we first met in person. Because I think that's a fun story.
That was a fun one.
So we had been playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Destined Duels. Was it? Destined Duels? 5Ds? Duel Destined? Eventually we were just talking and I was like, where do you live? And he was like, I live in Tampa. And I was like, are you fucking shitting me? I'm going to college like an hour and a half from there. We should actually hang out. And so you still lived with your parents at the time. So you gave me their address and I showed up at your house and you weren't even like there. And your dad let me in the house and he was like, yeah, Charlie will be home soon. And he opened the door and it was so fucking weird. And then eventually after 10 solid minutes of awkwardness, we were like, you want to play Tekken Tag? I was like, of course I do. And
one of the first things he did when we played that is he took his shirt off and was just rocking a tank the whole time.
You had a tank under your shirt?
No.
Yeah. What do you mean no?
I have never worn an undershirt in my entire life. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I remember that because you were wearing a tank.
Maybe I just changed. I don't know. You sure?
I'm 100%
sure. All I
sure.
know is I picked Eddie and you picked... Who was your main in Tekken?
Whoever had the dumbass little kicks.
I think it was Hao Wang. And then our first bonding experience was playing Tekken Tag over the internet against random people. And that was how we met. He tracked me down through one of my videos and then we became friendies.
But it's how you tracked him down.
Technically, he found me. I knew of him, but I didn't like pursue him in any way. But then he messaged me on Xbox. And then we became friends.
I swear, he started it.
Oh. He looked at me first.
This is a fucking who shot first scenario.
And then I can answer the question for the three of you. The three of you met when Jackson messaged each one of you and said, let's do a podcast.
Not exactly. The Kaya, that's how he and I met, but Jackson wanted me to help him work on Downwind before that.
Right. We met before that, though. We had met before that.
Passing, but not, we didn't like hang out or do stuff.
Didn't we stream? We streamed with Charlie once.
Maybe we streamed with him once, but I specifically remember we didn't actually start actively talking until you were like, hey, do you want to do something for Downwind? And I was like, yeah. So I think
I met you two, I think literally 2 minutes before we recorded the first episode.
Completely true. And now Kai is one of my best friends.
That's 100% accurate.
I think that covers all of the ones that, except the one that we're not talking about.
We'll talk about it, but we'll save it for the end.
Yeah, we'll save it.
Stick around
till
the end of the episode, yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see how Kai and I met, we'll discuss it at the end. That'll be the grand
Patience
finale, the reward for watching through it. Yeah.
All right, so that's a nice segue into the second most frequent, well, not most frequent, but one of the other most frequent questions we get is, why did we decide to do a podcast?
That's one Jackson can answer. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It was just something to do. But apart from that, the only reason we started it was because it genuinely seemed like a fun idea.
Yeah, it did seem like fun.
I don't think there's any like grand reveal behind it. It's just seemed like a thing to do.
Yeah, that's about the extent of that one. Right, what else we got?
Question.
All right. I actually took Andrew's turn. Andrew, your turn to read.
How long will the podcast be going for, and where do we want to go with it?
Good question, everyone.
That is a good question.
The first one I can answer, till the end of fucking time.
Yeah, we don't have a planned schedule set out, like, we should go this many episodes and then maybe here we should end it. What many people don't realize is because we are weekly, our podcast is still really fucking babyish new. Like, absolute newborn baby podcast. Because you have to realize most other podcasts, they're daily. So you look at someone like the Joe Rogan podcast and he's at like episode 900, right? Well, I actually don't think he's daily, but you get the point, right? Most podcasts go on for a really long time and we're only at 30. So this
we're just getting started.
We don't want this to stop unless anything, you know, barring any acts of God like Jackson pissing me off and me having to kill him.
That's what I was going to say. Like, unless something has to come up to make us stop, it's not that we're going to stop it.
This isn't even our final form.
Ooh, yeah.
You cannot stop it. It has already begun.
I can't wait for 5 years down the road when we watch the original episodes and go, God, we were so fucking bad at this.
Yeah,
holy
like four
shit.
Years after we retired and we go, oh, God, we thought we could keep doing this. God, I hate all of you. And then we hang up.
Just the yearly reminder of what once was.
But yeah, I think the goal from the very start was expanding this into something more, basically.
Yeah, let's say, bigger.
Like, we would eventually like to move together, right? And turn this into an actual like comedy production type of thing with
live action stuff.
Live action, just audio and video type of stuff and live streams. Yeah. Like one of our biggest dreams or hopes is that one day we could live stream episodes. That would be cool. It would take a whole lot of workload off
with
of
cameras.
Our shoulders with the editing.
With cameras and stuff.
Yeah, like that sort of stuff would be cool, and that's why we're, you know, trying to expand our sources of income with the Patreon and the ads. Little known fact, I guess we can say this, it's not a contractual secret, but we have, because I saw one comment, one troll dickhead on the previous episode that went like, why do you have so many ads, like you're rich, and
we're not rich.
Yeah, we're not rich.
I think everyone here is not even close.
Due to the bureaucracy involved, we have not yet seen a single cent of our ad revenue. So that's one thing. And the Patreon, as far as that is concerned, after Patreon takes their cut, after we pay our taxes and divide it by four, it barely amounts to minimum wage. So that being our pretty much only source of income, we are right now making at best minimum wage off the podcast. But
I think the issue here is we don't look that far ahead. Like, I think our next current actual goal is we'd like to make it so we can record this in person. And that's kind of where we've stopped.
I'm looking
in terms
super
of,
far ahead. I want to be the next Rooster Teeth style.
I mean,
shit.
Looking ahead as in we don't have perfectly laid out concrete plans, but that is the eventual goal and dream to be, to dethrone Rooster Teeth or maybe Joe Rogan.
I was really considering buying a billboard near my area because it was so fucking cheap, but I decided against it. It was
I don't think that would have helped us all too much.
Well, it's just for the sake of a good meme. I really liked Kaya's idea for the billboard where it'd just be two of us holding hands and make it official. I thought that was really clever.
Yeah, wedding themed. We gotta give that context, not just us holding hands. like making our awesome friendship official. Yeah, it was meant to be a wedding-themed billboard because we were trying to think of something that we could get away with because you can just say, hey, nipples, dicks, and tune in. So Charlie and me in bright gowns, and that says make it official with the official podcast. All right, so let's
really clever.
Go to the next year up, Charlie. Yeah.
What do we hate and like about the podcast is
the
next
commitment.
Question.
I hate the commitment, but I like hanging out with friends.
I don't hate anything about... I love hanging out with friends, exactly, but I hate the logistics of it. I don't hate anything actually about the podcast itself besides the...
scheduling.
Yeah, like having to get up at like 4 a.m. if we're about to record an episode. I fucking dread it.
I go to sleep so anxious before a podcast recording.
Yeah, because you're not going to get sleep anyway. Like, fuck. I'm gonna.
Yeah, I'm not anxious. I'm not anxious about the actual recording. I'm just anxious about like waking up in time and being on schedule and shit like that.
Yeah, it's a miserable thing, but it's the sacrifice you have to make, and
to hang out with friends.
Other than that, there is really nothing that I personally hate. Maybe all right, okay. You guys.
Well, I was just gonna say the time commitment, because it definitely takes a big chunk of time when it rolls around for podcast day, and that can interfere with like a lot of shit.
Poor you.
But I mean, it's worth
having
it.
To sit
it's
down
fine.
At 7 p.m. Oh my.
Oh, come on. It's 8 and 9. Now it's ten.
Oh, jeez.
Can we do that for us next week? Can we?
How many Red Bulls does that take? 8 p.m.
But yeah, you know what? Our fans might forget about is we all, the four of us, live in three different time zones, which is Florida for Charlie and Andrew, and Turkey for me, or Germany, but basically Europe. It's not a big difference, and Australia for Jackson.
Trying to sort out the logistics of that so that we're all comfortable, I guess, is impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's really
because
no
happy
medium.
Because they are spread out like a fucking major triad C chord. I mean, it's just insane. I am ahead, 8 hours ahead of Charlie, and Jackson's like 8 hours ahead of me. It's a massive spread.
It really is one hell of a spread. Plus, we had to take into account Andrew's work schedule.
Yeah, that was... I mean, I'm gonna tack an additional note on that with the commitment. The also inability to get commitments, where it'd be like, oh, do you guys want to stream? And it'd be, oh, no, I have to work tomorrow. Oh, I'm going to bed. Oh, I have too. This. It's like, oh, great, yeah. So we can't fucking do anything for 6 days. That's great. That bugged me as well. Like, I'm on board with the commitments, but I think that one equally frustrated me.
Yeah, I agree.
That's definitely also a fair point.
But what do we like about the podcast? Let's say something unconventional, something like not just, oh, we get to hang out. Like, what's something that really gets to you?
I really like the guests. I like having guests on and kind of just shooting the shit with them.
Interacting with new people.
You know, and then...
That's a good one. I really like all the nice messages. Like, sometimes I'll open up my phone and just go through nice messages that people send, like how the podcast has impacted their lives. Like, there was one guy the other week that sent me a nice message about how it helped him through recovering from alcoholism. And that was really nice. I really like those messages.
Yeah.
It's nice knowing that something you're working on has, like, that's, a positive impact on people.
You're cheating, though. That's just, like, saying we like each other, saying we like our fans. Something unconventional. Come on.
How is guest not conventional?
It's a guest.
Yeah, I think Jackson's was a good response.
I think Jackson's is fine.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of flow. Like, just the things that we pull out where you don't expect them to work, but they do. Like, if we're talking about, like, oh, I like eating steak, and then somehow that spins off into a fucking 30-minute long tangent, but you know it's fun to talk about and good. I love when we do that, when that happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, then on that topic, I like how our ads become memes. I love that.
That's a good one, too.
That's my favorite part of the whole... I think that is sort of unique to our podcast. I haven't really seen many other podcasts be able to do that where their fans actually like the ads. We dropped the ball in the last episode. We realized that, by the way.
Yeah.
Don't anyone try and remind us.
We haven't said that much about it, but we admit we could have handled
and
that way better.
I've been holding like Bruce Banner trying not to turn into the Hulk to keep myself from telling these three assholes I told you so for like 20 weeks now. But I'll let it be. We promise you guys next week it's back to normal.
I want to actually make this a fucking public relations official statement from us. This podcast, and I hope you all realize, is a learning experience for us.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant. It's only episode 30.
We've never been on a podcast. 30 episodes is a lot less than you think it is. We don't get often time to congregate and work on it. We're trying. We're really trying. Yeah.
I mean, that's just ties in perfectly. We don't do it daily. We do it weekly, which means 32 episodes, right? That's 8 months. 8 months now we've been doing this, but that sounds long, but it's still not daily. We are only at episode 30, so we are technically still neophytes at this fucking job. if we were doing this 5 times a week, we'd be a lot better at it, sure, but you know,
a podcast. It's an hour and 20 minutes almost usually weekly of content. There's a lot of room in there to fuck up something.
An hour, it's just, you know, almost 2 hours if you're a patron.
That's true.
All right, next on. What is the next one? What does our workflow look like? And I picked this question because someone else also asked what sort of tools we use and all that. So from the start, to talk to each other because of Charlie, we've been using shitty, crummy Skype, and we still do because he's just stubborn about not wanting to uninstall this piece of garbage.
I know. I'll level with you all now. Apparently, a lot of the problems I have with my computer's performance ties back to Skype's constantly being on.
Huh.
Oh man.
I'm not saying I'm ditching Skype. Skype CEO, if you're watching,
just desserts.
feel free to come on the podcast and tell me I'm wrong, but Skype really, it really puts the
you got what you had coming.
In the yeah. So I've been thinking about it. Yeah. I haven't decided on it yet.
Oh yeah. So we use Skype and occasionally Discord where we can convince and drag Charlie in there with a kettle prod and threats. And as far as the actual, other than that, there's not much of a workflow. We edit the episodes, and that's Jackson's job.
Yeah, we use the Adobe suite. So mainly, if you don't mind, I'll just go into the workflow a little bit. So we record using, I think we all use Audacity, don't we? We all use Audacity.
I use Audition.
Oh, you use Audition.
Oh, right, look at that Puritan over there. Oh, sorry.
No, it's just, couldn't be bothered I'm with such lowbrow quality.
Yeah. You may as well. Yeah. So after that, all the boys send their audio to me, and then I run it through a few like quality stuff in Audition. Then after that, I chuck that audio into Premiere and edit it, do a rough edit, and then it goes into After Effects, and that's what you see at the end of the day on YouTube. That's how I get those waveforms and all that, all the effects is through After Effects. And then it goes back into Premiere to do a final edit, which is just scrubbing through it a few times, listening to it, making sure that it moves nicely, and then putting in all the other external stuff. And then it goes on the platforms. The whole process takes about 16 hours usually from like raw time working on it. Over 2 days, 2 to 3 days, I think.
There.
That sounds about right.
And the platforms, the way it goes right now is you upload a audio early access of it onto our Patreon, which hopefully soon is going to be up Mondays. So if you're a patron, you get it on at the beginning of the week. You can listen to the episodes, and the regular release is on still Thursdays. And some people have been asking us why it's not on Google Play anymore. It's pretty much because, I don't know, it got banned in Jackson's country, and
I'm geo-locked. I've checked into it. It's pretty much impossible. The account is like geo-locked to Australian status. Well, so we'd have to completely restart the
That's unfortunate. But you
wait, what do you mean? Wait, what you mean, like the raw file has like an Australia stamp on it?
No, the account that is used.
Oh. Yeah. Like you, I mean, we could make a new account and re-upload all of them,
I guess, but it would start from episode 18 because it still uses the audio. I mean, not episode 18, 33 if we start now, because it still uses the Audio Boom account.
Well, on that note then, if nothing else works, we are partnered with Audio Boom, so you can actually go to our page on Audio Boom to listen to the podcast.
Not just that, we're also on Spotify, which is good.
We are on Spotify, we are on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Audio Boom, and obviously YouTube. So plenty
basically
of choices.
Basically like the Skyrim of podcasts, you can find us everywhere.
Pretty much, hopefully. We're probably just on your, you know, treadmill. Is the meet and greet happening? A lot of people has been asking us if we'd be ever doing a Comic-Con or that sort of shit where you meet fans. I'm down. I know Charlie's down Charlie's girlfriend today messaged me and said, well, Charlie's actually going to Comic-Con tomorrow or something.
Oh, God damn because it. Why would you blow the lid off that?
Well, it's going to
be
airing.
They won't know until
after
you go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
Also, apparently Charlie's girlfriend is doing all of his scheduling because, quote, he doesn't really know what's going on or when. So now I have to go through her and probably double check with his mommy as well, but
I don't know why you don't just set up reminders on your phone, Charlie. It's so easy.
That's ridiculous. I'd rather just use the old noggin.
I'd rather use Tiana's noggin.
Have your hand held. But
my peeper.
I would totally be down, but obviously for that to happen, we would have to first achieve our dream of living in the same place or at least saving enough money to buy plane tickets and shit for that sort of stuff. But yeah, it's not ruled out or anything like that.
I would love for us to get together and do like a live podcast or a panel or something. I think that'd be great.
A panel would be amazing.
I would love a panel. I just want to hug
RTX,
people
RTX, if
in
you're
real
listening,
life.
Invite us next year.
We any fucking con, who cares? No, I just want to hug fans in real life and let them know it's okay.
I want to do fucking live podcasts even now. But on that also note, someone asked us if we would be going to CEO 2018, and I don't know what it is, but if it's what it sounds like, then yeah, we should. Because we're all going to be CEO soon.
I think it's an Orlando-based fighting game tournament. Yeah, it is.
No, that's fucking stupid.
That's very not going. Yeah, it's super different.
Yeah, fuck that. Cancel thought that we could all put on suits and like represent the official company at this super serious meeting. Oh, that sucks. Oh, no, fuck that then.
That would be dope, like a little My Little Entrepreneurs first get-together type deal.
All right. Where Moving to submit on. Fan arts, and will there be... Okay, so people are asking us where they can submit their fan arts, because right now it's very disjointed. And the thing is, usually we'll see all of this fan art that you guys tweet at us. We'll see all
of it. Yeah, that's the best way to get it in front of us.
What most people do right now, they go on Twitter and they tag each four of us, and they just put a photo of their fan art, and we will see it, I promise you. And a lot of people have been asking if, not really asking if, but kind of asking for it, that we make a fan art gallery on our website, so there is one unified place where everyone can go and look at it. Because, you know, in Twitter, it'll get lost after some while, same thing with the Discord. So I thought that was a good idea. We should definitely look into that. But for now, we do see your fan art. Just tweet it at us.
Yeah. Charlie, I'll take the next one
okay,
then. Yeah,
yeah. Just about
so. This practical joke of a question, this gut buster, will Bored Burgers ever die? No.
How the fuck
we have
we not
know?
Done it for the past three guests with the upcoming one coming.
Oh, we forgot to do it.
Yeah. No, it's the point. It's the point.
Rest in peace.
It's when you least expect it.
It'll make a comeback.
By the show,
season two.
It hasn't gone anywhere.
It's not going anywhere. If you want to reminisce, buy the Bork Burger shirt.
Who's got the next one?
Well, we got to go in Jack order, so who just read?
Yeah, Jackson hasn't taken one.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening. How tall and old are each of us?
Yeah. A lot of people have been asking this because there's a lot of rumors and no one knows, and for some reason everyone wants to know. So let's go in Jack order, all of you. Start.
So I'm 20 and I'm 6 foot tall.
I am 25 and I am 6 foot four.
I'm 22, almost 23. I'm 5 foot seven.
I'm 26 and I'm 6 foot.
God, oh,
that's well, that was
among
easy.
Giants. I don't think Jack. Just here's a little conspiracy for podcast listeners out there. I don't think Jackson's 6 feet tall. I don't think he's 6 feet tall.
That's it. I'm sending a picture of my license. Fuck you.
Oh yeah,
Jackson. My first license said I was 5'10".
My first license said that I was 5'9".
So what? Are you saying my license is saying that I'm shorter than I actually am, even though it says 6 foot, so I'm taller than 6 foot?
No, I'm just saying it could be wrong.
Anyway, next question. Favorite podcast moment?
There's one. So many, honestly. We get new listeners, so a lot of our fans don't actually have not maybe seen all of the episodes, but episode 6, The Pepper Parade, where Andrew is just in so much pain. I love that.
Good.
It was worth it, Andrew. You made Kaya happy.
For the first
gonna
time
repeat it
in
if
his
you
whole
want.
Life.
I've been proposing to his weenies we do a Ghost Pepper podcast episode. Force them into it. Leave some comments encouraging them. Calling them bitches.
No, don't.
All right, so...
I think it's a horrible idea.
No. What are your favorite moments?
I have one. When PewDiePie came on and we asked him, like, our normal, you know, masturbation questions, and he actually had, like, a really interesting story with jerking off a cat, that really caught me by surprise, and I really enjoyed that.
And it was nice to see he's human.
That whole morning of the PewDiePie recording was really fun.
It was such a smorgasbord of shit.
Yeah,
poor Andrew had to leave work early.
Yeah, that's a story that people don't know. We got scheduling wrong on that one, so I had to make up an excuse.
No, we did not. Charlie did.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'll shoulder the blame.
So Charlie got the scheduling wrong on that. So my whole thing... I had to make up an excuse to leave work midday out of nowhere and fucking floor it back to my house to get set up and record for the fucking... So, fun fact for all you Patreon people, the reason I'm not in the pre-show for that episode is because I was fucking driving as fast as I could to get home to do the podcast.
You should tell the second part of that story where you then got fired for... leaving work early. Well, not
they
fired,
like,
but
yeah, they
dad.
Were like, we listened to the podcast, we found out.
you couldn't pull a fast one on us.
Andrew did actually get tattled on for leaving work early a bunch of
That's
times.
That's a whole different story, though, and I'm not going to talk about that.
It's a sore spot.
It is.
Yeah, it's rough.
I,
what about you?
Fuck, I had a moment that I liked and I lost it.
I still have one too if you still need some time to think. It's episode like 2 or 3 where we're talking about Charlie's lesbian porn habits and
yeah.
We were talking about like VR rooms and simulators. I love that. The whole section is amazing. We still had our That's time codes back then too, so you can look it up. slight low key this year at Jackson.
I'm not doing it. You do it.
Yeah. Favorite podcast moment, Jackson, Andrew?
I guess mine's the ad reads. I really like doing the ad reads.
Jesus.
That's true, they
I'm
are.
Serious. Not even from like, oh, give me money perspective. I just think that when we're all just, we have a common goal in improvisation, it leads to some really funny stuff.
I like that too.
I liked meeting Ray. Ray was great.
Ray was great. Is great. I mean, he's still alive, so is
Ray,
great.
Ray, if you're listening to this, you're a handsome man, and we thank you.
That was my favorite moment.
Andrew, on the ad thing, as a mini favorite moment, I guess, would be the first time one of our patrons had us do a shout out for our advertisers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a nice realization.
That was also great.
that was, if I'm not mistaken, that was Edgar.
I don't know.
Was it Edgar or Aaron? It's usually
It's usually Aaron, I think Edgar was the one that started it.
I think they're friends because they just gave us a fucking fan fiction, so it might have been either one of them. I don't know.
But we're Edgar and Aaron Edgar and Aaron are bros now.
Let's speed it up.
All right,
we gotta move on.
Next one is, what podcasts or YouTubers do we like? So just for the sake of time, just say one each.
Yeah, it's just a question that most people have been asking specifically is, what other podcasts have we been listening to before? Mm-hmm. And for me, the question would be none. No, not comedy related. There's a bunch of podcasts I listen to, but it's mostly just political and nothing comedy.
Then just say it. Some people might appreciate it.
Ben Shapiro, Andrew Klavan, Joe Rogan, and... I guess as far
he said
as comedy,
just one.
I don't care. I'm one of the hosts. I can give myself leeway here. I don't have to get fired for leaving earlier, not sticking to the rules. Mm-hmm. And as far as comedy goes, Jackson, Duck Stanhope podcast, also not bad. So there you go. YouTubers, I don't like any. Fuck them.
Yeah, I dubs for me for YouTubers and podcasts. I don't have any favorites.
I never really watched podcasts before, listened to podcasts before doing this, so I can't really say any on that front. I dabbled in Joe Rogan, but for other YouTubers I like, I'll pick one that Jackson didn't.
I only picked one.
Well, I was going to say iDubbbz if you didn't.
That's sweet.
Yeah,
I like his content.
Let's come on our fucking show, iDubbbz. Oh, wait, he said, oh, yeah. Oh,
shush. Yeah.
Sorry. Anyway, yeah,
my favorite podcast is probably SleepyCast. And for YouTubers, I watch channels but not really like personalities.
Well, just say
you talk about Red Letter Media all the time.
Yeah, they're probably up there. Yeah. They're up there for sure. If we're going YouTube personalities, then yeah, probably Red Letter Media.
Well, right, so, I guess I'm going to feel bad if I don't mention any YouTubers then. Like Cody's Lab guy, I like his videos. They're always fun to watch while I'm eating something or anything. I have to pass time, and yeah, I don't know.
I'll do a side
none
well.
Come to mind. Fuck it.
Pan and Koeg 2012, the guy who made the Super Mario 64 breakdowns, like the TJ Henry Ushy shit. Ignore the memes. Ignore the sensation behind him. He has one of the greatest YouTube channels I've ever seen. The guy is a fucking monster when it comes to mathematics and obsession. I love him.
I know who you're talking about. He's old half an A press.
Yeah, like if you just ignore all the like bullshit that comes around his channel and the way people talk about it and actually watch his content, he's a fucking master.
Man, this is great. We really can't do questions fast. So the last one here on the FAQ is Kaya's situation.
Oh yeah, a lot of people were asking and they were confused as to where I am now. Like, what the hell happens? Because the plan was to...
Purgatory.
So people, you know, the impression is that it has to happen ASAP because I'm in sort of this third world country, war-torn hellscape, which is semi-true. I have to get out, but not immediately. That, like, it's not like I'm actually dodging bullets whizzing through the air, but I want to get out. So what I've done now is I'm renting a tiny place. It's not my place. It's some dude who's some... musician theater guy who's renting his place that has furniture and shit. I pay a little bit of money, I'm renting his place so I can go back and forth between Germany, and that's the situation now. But like we said before, the end goal would be to move together somewhere.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the other questions.
Yeah, we can take
this off.
Yeah.
Jack Order, let's go.
.exe says, what is the dumbest thing you've ever done for a girl?
Oh, God, I got...
it's not dumb. I have a good one, too.
Someone's going to say, well, that's not a big deal, Kaya. What the fuck? But I'm still so goddamn tight and angry that I gave my first girlfriend my Nintendo DS. Comes back to haunt me because every once in a while I'll, like, clean my room or my under the bed or some shit, and I'll come across the box for, like, Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam, and I'll be like, fucking give that bitch my DS. And I'll be angry. So that's the dumbest thing I ever did.
What about you, Andrew? I was in college, and I was talking to two girls I shared a class with, and I wasn't even that, like, attracted to them or anything, but I just thought I'd be cool and show off or whatever. So some dude lost his longboard, because longboards were the thing to have when I was in college, and it started rolling towards us, so I thought I'd jump up and just land on it to, like, stop it, and I did, but what I didn't account for was, you know, like, fucking physics, and I fucking swooped and landed on my back, and the longboard went flying away from me, and then I got up, and, like, I didn't hurt myself, but I got up, and I was like, yeah, well, okay, I'm gonna leave now, bye.
That's fucking awesome.
It was incredibly awkward, and I didn't realize how awkward it was until later night.
That's like an old Looney Tunes thing, slipping on a banana peel.
It was. That's how I fell. It just whoop. But I thought it'd be, like, cool or whatever.
Did the question say for a girl or a girlfriend?
A girl.
Oh, okay.
If it was girlfriend, then probably dating the ones I did.
Previous Andrew girlfriend, if you're watching this,
don't come on the show.
She's probably in a nursery home now. Wasn't she like 40?
Jesus Christ. Jackson, Charlie, do you have any answer to this? We should try to keep these to a couple minutes each.
Charlie could do a whole episode on what a bitch he was for his previous girlfriend.
Oh, there's so many ones to choose from, but I'll choose one that wasn't for a girl I'd ever see again. Fuck. I'm trying to remember the details. So, I was leaving a bar/club with this group of girls and one of their friends who was a guy. I don't know why that's important. It's not important in the story that one of them was a guy, but it was kind of chilly out, and one of the girls said, I'm cold, so I started taking off my shirt to give it to her, thinking it'd be like a manly or a gentlemanly thing to do.
Oh, boy.
But it just creeped her out, because I was just taking my shirt off to give it to her, and it's weird. It's not like a jacket or anything. It was just the shirt off my back.
I love it. Going in Jack order, because I found a question I like. What's the meaning behind your username, except for Kaya? So let's just do Jack order for everything to keep it simple.
Yeah, all right. My one's an enemy from Halo, the original Halo. I've had it for like 10 years.
So. And it's on the PC.
Yeah, I differentiate between platforms.
Mine is a reference to the cartoon Freakazoid. If you haven't seen it, just YouTube Freakazoid Hugbees. It's like the first result, and it'll show you the clip where it comes from. It's a really funny cartoon. I still watch it.
Mine is simple. I liked penguins.
what about where did Critical come from? Yeah.
I wanted to change my gamer tag from Mabo Insano, and I asked a friend what he would change it to that was cool, and it came between Critical and Hectic.
I like Critical a lot more.
Yeah.
Oh, if we're doing old school ones, the lone noob, I went to a fucking internet cafe when I was like 11 years old because my computer couldn't play any games and I really wanted to play Counter-Strike. And I started playing Battlefield 2, and it was my first ever online shooter, so I had to make like an account and a name. And I sat at the computer for 30 minutes thinking of what to do, and then finally I went, oh, the lone noob, that sounds fucking cool. And I either put zeros in it because the original one was taken, or I put zeros in it because I thought that was even cooler.
That's so cool.
That's how,
right. The sexless virgin, so cool.
I was 12. I was like 11 or 12 or 10 or 14. I was in that age range where that was
the statement stands. The thing. You were sexless virgin.
Well, that's why I changed it.
You should have got pussy.
Yeah, I should have gotten mad fucking skills. But yeah, that's where that one came from.
I got one.
Rapid shots, come on.
Wait, I just lost it. There it is. So from... T-I-E. Is there any celebrity that you think is overrated, and why do you think that? Yeah.
Oh, God.
There's an act. Yeah, I've got one. Let me just. Yeah. This one's been stewing in me. I never mentioned it on the show before, but I felt this way for a super long time. There's an actor by the name Asa Butterfield, and I can't fucking stand that kid. And it's only because he's such a shit actor, but lands some lead roles, and I hate it.
Hasn't he only been in one movie?
He's been in a ton of movies.
Yeah, he's a ton. He's got a new one coming out right now.
Yeah, he's got a new one coming out where he plays Asa Butterfield in space or something.
That's cool. I think Tia Leone. She's overrated. I don't like her.
I just remembered mine. Kaya, go ahead. I can do mine.
No, we can go in order. You do yours.
I absolutely hate Aziz Ansari. I think he's the most unfunny, untalented, terrible, same person in every single comedy actor in the world. I can't watch things with him in it. I hate him. Fucking hate him.
Yeah.
I think the only bad thing about Parks and Rec.
He's what killed the show for me. I tried getting into it and watching it, and every time he came on screen, I just got so mad. I'd be doing ceremonies to wish him away. Like, oh, he's so unfunny.
What about you, Kai? Who was your pick?
Yeah, I think we can skip me. I hate all of Hollywood. The only people that I actually... There's only a handful of people that I think are decent humans in Hollywood that know how to act and be good humans. Other than that, I think day after day I'm vindicated in my belief that Hollywood is a bunch of cesspit of degenerate assholes.
You said to skip you, so let's skip you. Moving on. It's actually your turn for a question, though.
Oh shit.
Skip him.
Skip him. Skip it.
Okay, let me look. What does Andrew look for in a woman?
Ooh.
A heartbeat.
So I have two different qualifications for banging in relationship. My standards for just hanging out in sex are incredibly low. But if I'm looking for a girl I actually want to go like long term with, I don't have any set qualifications. We just have to click. I just have to like feel it and be like, yes.
Aww, that's such a platitude.
It's true though, because I can I can't describe it, but I know with girls either it's a yes or a no, and I can never fully articulate why.
Okay, you kind of quantify the what yeah. it is, but it boils down to what Charlie said with the heartbeat.
I'll date almost anyone. I will. I like going out and having fun. I'm serious.
I will.
Why not?
I'll do it.
But
don't dare me.
But to move beyond it.
He's the lone noob, damn it, and he'll date anyone. Stop saying yes standards, everyone.
I mean, I don't know, man. Like
I see you hitting up chicks all the time on Twitter. I think that's cute. It's ballsy as well.
You're right. I don't know. I think our personalities have to mesh well enough, and I'm introverted enough that it happens not as often as it does happen. Or however you phrase that, like it's a miss way more than it's a success. So, yeah,
it's an honest answer.
I can't really articulate it.
Is it J-turn?
It's J-turn.
Mm-hmm.
Akio says, general question to everyone, what are three things you like about the other hosts? And I mean three things per person, Andrew, just for clarification.
I'm glad he clarified it for me.
Jesus, alright, let's go fast then. I don't know why you're rushing us. This is our fucking show, no one's gonna usher us out of the fucking stadium or something.
Let's
make this a 2-hour long episode. That'd be great.
Yeah, I don't care. If we have time, I'll do a fucking post show by myself tomorrow if I have to.
The only thing is, we also have shout outs we gotta do.
Yeah, we'll do
so
that.
So I don't want it to run too long.
Yeah, yeah. You're saying we don't love our patrons enough, Andrew? We'll do it.
All right, two-parter fan special. Let's rock and roll. Both parts are in one episode.
What? Shut up and tell me what you like about me, Jackson.
Well, yeah, I was going to say Jack order.
I like how ballsy you are, Kaya.
Wait, you have to start with J, though, yourself. This is a Jack within a Jack.
If we have to do ourselves, we'll be here all night when it comes to me.
All right, then... Still in Jack order,
we should
except
do ourselves.
Yourself.
That's just kind of...
What's happening?
Minus yourself. Go in Jack. Do Andrew first. Go.
Okay, Andrew, I think you're creative. I like how creative you are. I think you're hilarious. And I think you... I love your improv skills, yeah. I like your improv.
Well, thank you, Jackson. That's very nice.
Jesus Christ.
This is incredibly gay and I love this question. How about this? Why don't we change it to three things we each like about Andrew?
No. No, you are going to be uncomfortable and you're going to love it.
Yeah.
We can go in reverse order if it makes you more comfortable if you want to be the last kid in class to do this presentation. But this
this is like a class icebreaker. It's weird.
No, yeah, I like it. It's super gay and I love it. Oh, I like it. Keep going.
I like it too.
Go on,
Charlie,
Jackson.
I like how you lack social skills. I think that makes you unique. I like how uncomfortable you get over certain situations. And I admire your achievements. There you go.
Right.
What am I the only one doing this? Yeah, we'll stop after you finish with Kaya.
No.
No, we're going to keep it rolling.
All right, Kaya, let me think.
You're the one who chose this question, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm clicking on random things.
Stop interrupting him. Let him think.
Kai, I think you're handsome.
Aww.
That's one. I think you can find enjoyment in things that other people couldn't find enjoyment in, which is good. And also, I appreciate how stubborn you are to certain degrees. I like how you stick to your opinions and don't let them waver. It's pretty cool.
Thank you. Andrew, you're next.
All right. Easy enough, because this is coming from the heart. Aww. Jackson, I think that you have this like hidden fucking ability to somehow out of nowhere say some of the greatest comedic timing I've ever heard. I just do not know where it comes from, but some of your zingers fucking kill me.
Yeah, people notice that too. Like, they actually pointed out when Jackson doesn't talk much, but when he does, it's a good zinger.
Exactly. He's just like the fucking comic relief button sitting in the corner, and then when someone brushes the dust off and pushes it, the whole room goes in an uproar. It's
amazing. I don't like interrupting people. People say I don't talk much, but I really hate interrupting people. And I've got a softer voice than all of
you. We'll get to that. Don't worry. One of the patrons asked about it. Don't worry.
Jackson, okay. I think you're a very sincere person. I like how you kind of just speak your mind and don't actually just hold back on what you're thinking on things. Like when you express your opinions, but it's not in like a very staunch hardened way. It's kind of just, you know, it's a Jackson thing. Like, we get it. All right, cool. That's Jackson talking about that. Yeah. And I think you're genuinely a handsome boy.
Oh,
you're a very cute, handsome boy.
Thank you.
Charlie, your sense of humor, I mean, admittedly, inspired a bit of mine back when I was first starting videos. So that right there is a fucking true statement. I also think, kind of riding on Jackson's thing about me, I think, Charlie, you have a lot of good creative ideas. And I really admire your tenacity to bring them into light. Like, you'll come up to me and text me and be like, hey, Andrew, what are your thoughts on choose your own adventure books? And I'll be like, oh, I don't know, they're cool, I guess. And you'll be like, oh, okay. And then a week later, you'll have a YouTube video that goes, I made an entire choose your own adventure book. It's over 6,000 pages. And it's cool. Yeah,
that's also what I meant by achievement. He really does.
Like, you really see things through. And I think a lot of people don't do that. And that's really admirable. Yeah. Was that two or three?
That
was three.
Okay. And then Kaya, your staunchness really is something to behold. Like, the fact that even if you're the most, I'm being serious. Like, if he's in a room, if he's in a room with 1,000 people and they go, all right, what's the best color in the world? And all of them except him say red, and Kaya goes, no, it's blue. I admire how Kaya will fucking fight to the death and go, blue is the best color. Everyone shut up. You're wrong. Like, I think a lot of people back down where Kaya wouldn't. And I think that's a good thing to have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Kaya, I think that you are also a realist, and I think a lot of people don't do that. Like, you cut the bullshit on a lot of stuff, and where people are afraid of hurting feelings or just want to be nice, I think that you don't actually... You take that into consideration, but at the same time, you value your opinions and morals above that, and I actually admire that a lot.
I'm serious. You take it into consideration and then shit
that's
on it.
That's true. I like that phrasing.
Kai is the kind of guy where it's like, I'd rather hurt your feelings now so that we can grow in the future rather than just pussyfoot around shit or, like, let things sit.
Oh, yeah.
And I admire that. I think it makes him a very, like, genuine and clear-cut individual.
Aw.
And lastly, Kaya, I've told this to you before, and it was like when your cock was halfway down my throat. But the one thing that has actually surprised me from you, where I was like, are you serious? Wow. Is your graphic design skills are awesome. I did not,
you took mine.
I did not fucking know you could do any of that shit. And then the two different times I was like, hey, can you make me a logo? I want something like this and no rush. You do it in like 20 minutes and it's almost exactly what I wanted. Whereas and a lot of other people, I'd have to re-explain what I want or have to like do a bunch of revitalizes. Like, you fucking just bang this stuff out and I have no idea how you do it.
I don't know. But believe me when I tell you I hate it though.
I'm sorry, but at the same
I'm just
time.
Unfortunately, I wish it wasn't true, but I'm one of those people, whether it's good or not, objectively I hate everything I do and I cannot even stand to look at it. It's like I have some sort of a dysmorphia issue with my own work.
Well, if it's for me, then you don't have to worry about it because it's mine.
So then that's my three.
Well, I wouldn't wipe my ass with it, but thank you.
Charlie's up.
Well, you didn't say anything. Oh, wait, did you already do Jackson?
I missed it.
Yeah, who's the first one? So for Andrew, I really admire
first.
How
Jackson's yeah. first.
Oh, wait.
He's skipping
Jesus.
This. All right.
Jack order, Charlie.
I couldn't think of anything. So for Andrew, I really like...
Dick!
I really...
No, you're going to do Jackson, damn it.
Oh, I know. Jackson, your Photoshop skills are second to none. You could deceive the FBI.
No.
There's no one that does a more convincing job. I also really like how hardworking you are. Back when you were running off of your Game Boy Advance, when you were editing the podcast in the early days... You tell me that it takes like 16 hours constant of monitoring because of how long it took to render the podcast. And you stuck with it that whole time. You didn't hang yourself or anything. You took it on the chin. And I respect that tenacity. I also really like when you do chime in on an episode out of nowhere with just a nice one-liner. I can always appreciate one of those. And for
That's yeah, a repeat, for, but and, I'll let it slide. That was also only two.
After a while,
his Photoshop skills. Yeah, and then for Andrew, you're a super good friend.
Yeah,
and that's respectable. That's sometimes really hard to find. My parents like you, and most of the boys I bring home, my parents don't like.
Really?
But they like you. Well, you know, I don't bring a whole lot of boys home, Andrew. You're one of a kind. I also really like when you get super high and you send me these text messages. Are we still friends? Do you still like me? Those are always really cute and they make me uncomfortable, which is nice. And now for Kaya. I really like how great at winning arguments you are. It's impossible to win a single argument against you. You're like a brick wall of argumentative nature in its purest form. No one could beat you in a debate, I don't think. You could convince anyone of anything, even if it's blatantly not true. You'd have people questioning it. I also like how stern you are with your beliefs, and you have a set of principles that you never waver from, which is good. A man should have a nice set of principles on him.
Thanks.
And I also really like how self-conscious you are about things you make, because it's adorable.
No.
I always encourage you to create stuff, and you say, but Charlie, it all sucks, and I always get a big old blush, like, oh, Kaya-san, it's so cute.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, what the fuck did Kaya do to them that they're all going on about him being stubborn and mean?
No, you're not mean. You're not mean by any... You have an alpha-type personality for sure, but that's not a bad thing in any
Damn
way.
Right.
The people who do think it's a bad thing need a little more world experience.
All right, and that's what I got. You're Ooh. Up, Kaya.
Well, I mean, since you did some repetitions, I'll take the freedom to do some as well. I also have to want to really underline how hardworking Jackson is. He does the most work in the purely workflow sense, at the very least. Like, I mean, you know, you might get the impression just because he doesn't talk much in an episode, like on average, just as much as me or Andrew maybe, that, you know, he doesn't contribute as much, but this... wouldn't exist without him, because I don't think any one of us others would have the patience for it, you know. At the same time, I don't know if Charlie and Andrew know this is my second point, but Jackson also is a little self-conscious, because he sometimes gets paranoid about like getting dethroned. Like the first few times when I ask him if he needs my help editing, he would be like, no, then I'll be replaceable, you'll just toss me off the show. that was adorable.
God.
Because that's not ever gonna fucking happen. And I don't know, just you are fun to talk to because we live in the, well, not the same time zone, but you are more accessible to me than Charlie and Andrew. So if I feel like in the middle of the day, hey, do you want to stream some stupid shit with me? And you just go, yeah, I just like that. It's just no pressure. I don't feel any pressure with you.
You like your little slot being available at all hours.
I like my little slot, but it's a fun slot. I don't like all slots. In fact, I don't like slots. Just you. So, Andrew, your laugh. I mean, I could make a soundboard just out of your laugh. It's just something special about it. It's the same kind of wholesome that, like, baby kittens have. You know, that sort of stuff. Like, it'll just cheer you up. If you have a shitty day and you go on Twitter and you see, like, an owl or something and you get cheered up in a wholesome way, that's... Your laugh has the same effect. And I think you're handsome. I don't know if that should count as a second or as just, you know, part B or first.
It can if you wanted to.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, that and also how... I don't know if Charlie's went to this depth, but how paranoid you get about everything, but also how everything flies over your head when you are drunk. You will question everything, but the things you should question, you don't. So last night, you were really... high, I think, or drunk or something, and I made an obvious joke, and it just all of a sudden you were concerned. You were like, oh, do you need to talk? I'm not really in a position as a confidant right now, but
you scared the fuck out of me.
Yeah, but it was obvious satire. I was saying shit like,
for those of you who don't know, so everybody, because they're not in our fucking discussion chat, I was having a bad day and I was complaining about some stuff, and Kai started on these rants like all these horrible dark things, like I kind of think of killing myself.
No, but
I'm so upset.
It's because you were talking about it. So Andrew comes into the chat and he says, man, I hate these fake depressed people who always talk about how they want to kill themselves and shit. And I start doing this bit where it's obviously like, oh, I want to kill myself all the time. I know what you're talking about, man. You know, I committed suicide 50 times or some shit. He doesn't get it. And it was just adorable. Yeah, that's just something special. I don't know. But other than that, as a third point, you are the backbone of most of the discussions on the podcast. You carry it. If there's any sort of silence, you're always there to be counted on. Like, you know. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't really require any explanation. So, Charlie, the first point, it's the major point that I actually frequently think about, just like Alex thinks about my cum rag. it's not necessarily something I like about you that you do or that you are, but that I am happy for you is because I've known you for like 6 years or some shit now, and for the majority of that, you used to be sad and... you didn't have much confidence and you know, I think you had some anxiety or at the very least depression and all that shit. So I am really happy that you got out of your shell and you feel much more confident now. I'm really happy that you gained confidence and you're, at least from what I can tell, you're enjoying life actually, rather than, you know, being some awkward kid who just, you know, he's sad about everything, questions himself. So I'm really happy about that because I like seeing, you know, it's always the worst thing when you see your friend unhappy and you don't know how to help him or what to say. And that used to go on for a really long time with you, like 4 years or something. You used to just be in a shit mood because, you know, granted, most of it was not in your hand, but you picked your game up, you know, you did a lot of different things. You started working out properly. You changed your, you know, looks and all that, your attitude, and I think now you're really social and great person. I know this isn't a contrast to what Jackson said with your lacking social skills, but I think it's quite the opposite. I think you came out of your shell. Yeah, I mean, you were someone who, when I brought up YouTube, you were like, you couldn't even speak, right? Let alone show your face, let alone do a podcast with your real name and all that stuff, right? So I like that. And your laugh is also magical, so I'm sorry to copy Andrew's point over, but it's also something that gives someone joy. You know, it's like a little Bobby car honk. And the fact that, similar to what Andrew said, you have so many different awkward interests that I can do anything with you and have fun. Like, I don't have to think, Charlie only enjoys bowling. If I ever meet up with him, what the fuck are we going to do besides bowling? No, like, we can literally do anything. We can see shitty movies, shitty games, shitty anything. You could just go rate fast food or find the best not matching pair of socks. It just works. Whatever you can imagine, there's a way to make a video out of it with Charlie. Mm-hmm. So that.
That
sums it up.
Charlie's... I want to interject quickly and say that I didn't mean that Charlie's socially inept or anything. I meant like his text messaging and stuff is on the awkward. I don't know what is it. It's not awkward. I don't know. It's just short.
It makes me awkward. Like I'm always bothering him.
Charlie's the only friend I have where I'll say, "Hey, do you want to go watch King Arthur: Legend of the Sword at 4:30 p.m.?" And I'll be like, "Of course I do."
I already got tickets.
Charlie has an inane share of just bad taste. it's so good. All right, let's move on.
Wow, that was a solid question, whoever it was.
That was an episode on its own. Jesus. All right.
Are we doing one more round or are we doing shout-outs?
But yeah, we should do shout-outs. They'll love it.
Okay.
Fuck.
So we've got which one is the list?
It's July shoutouts. It's a different document.
Yeah, okay, I see.
So for all you lucky Patreons in the shoutouts category or above, we every month compile your own special personal message or question or whatever you want that we have to read on the podcast within reason. So this episode happens to be that time.
We within reason, but we give you a lot of leeway as you're
going
to see.
There's a ton of leeway. So any of you fine folks who want shout outs, check out our Patreon if you want to get involved. But this is where we do that thing that I just talked about. So let's go.
The first shout out comes everyone, but it's for me to read, and it comes from Cole Rayhard. What's the largest animal you think you could kill in hand-to-hand combat, and how will you defeat this beast? Also, listening to you guys try to say my last name is beautiful. Well, sorry if I'm...
Rayhard. It's Rayhard.
Rayhard. Okay. I'm sorry. So, hand-to-hand combat, I can actually answer this if I think about it. So I kind of work out, not a lot, but... So I think if I just get enough punches in on an animal, I could kill it. Like, if I could punch a horse, like, 20 times in the head, I would probably give it a concussion. But what are the rules of your little... contest your call? For example, do the animals retain their natural instincts? If I punch a horse, isn't it just going to run away? And who has home field advantage, right? Because I could cheat and say I can beat the largest animal on the planet, a beached blue whale.
You fucking took my answer, you asshole.
Yeah, because it's so obvious. I could just punch my way into its eye socket and then work my way in and kill it. So I assume in Cole's scenario here, the animals somehow were trained in MMA or some shit and they actually want to fight back, and we're in some sort of a theoretical realm where we're on an equal playing field. So obviously, I would have to start with some small, like monkeys, right? Not gorillas. Gorillas would tear me apart. But monkeys, you know, the ones with the tail and up in the trees. I think I could beat those, most of them. Dogs, I think, depends again on the dog breed.
Jesus.
But the smaller ones, the ones that are at
Kai's
least,
been practicing,
you know,
off camera, by the way.
No, this is something, it's so obvious. Well, I'm not practicing fighting animals, by the way. I love animals.
Uh-huh. If anyone advocates for that, it's Cole. Cole's the one that wants people to beat up animals, not us.
No. But most monkeys, most dogs, but what I do gotta say is, I guess my final answer would be a giraffe. And the reason is, if you watch, if you turn into the National Geographic or whatever still has actual animal and nature footage, and you watch giraffe street fights, you're going to see they don't have a lot of like close combat dexterity. They don't use their feet a lot, their legs. What they do is
they could like drop on you or some shit.
No, but all they do is they use their feet to reposition themselves, and the way they fight is they swing their necks at you. Now, I think as a tiny human, I'm dexterous enough to where I could dodge the neck attacks, and even if I couldn't dodge it, I could brace for it effectively. And other than that, they don't pose a threat. So I think being at knee level, I could just kick and punch their shins until they just buckle. And so I think the largest animal I could, at my peak condition, if I train a little bit, I'd beat as a giraffe.
Very fair for the sake of time, we'll move on to the next one.
Yeah. I'll say a hamster next shout out.
Thanks for the thesis over there.
God damn. You hand-to-hand combat. You wanted to do this episode just to get that out there, didn't you?
No, I didn't make these questions.
No, your whole thesis statement on animals I could beat and my scientific implications of such, written by Kaya.
I'm offended that you think I could not improv that shit.
No, I know you could.
Good. I so also this one like comes just from... to hang on, just to clarify, I think if not to interrupt you as I always do, but I think just to make sure none of us advocate for that, I think if you abuse animals, you should be executed.
That's fair. I think that's very fair. Moving on. So this one comes from Don McKinney. Some dragons are extremely cool, but other dragons are completely lame. Do any of you have a favorite type of dragon or a design that you enjoy?
Fun fact, until the age of about 15, I wore dragon shirts constantly.
Oh, me too.
All the fucking time.
Dragon shirts and dragon baseball caps.
Yeah. I bought a fucking flea market t-shirt of a tiger and a dragon fighting with Chinese characters on it. And then later I went to a Chinese buffet and one of the waitresses went up and translated what the shirt said. And it was great.
What was it?
It apparently said, like, I have the power or something.
Aw.
Like, not a He-Man quote, but literally it translated to, like, I am the person with power or something.
Oh, it's such a feminist empowering statement for a lady like you.
But yeah, I like the going hard Magic Gathering type dragons, not the Wyverns or the serpent ones, the ones that are just big beefy lizards with wings. I think those are the coolest.
I don't know the difference. I know there's a lot of distinctions that nerds will make, like, oh, that's a worm and that's a
worm.
That's a dog. That one's a cat.
No, like, oh, that's not a dragon. That one, he doesn't have four legs wings.
The one that I've heard makes sense is if the arms are the wings, it's a Wyvern. If it has arms and wings, it's a dragon.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I don't get that. I don't know. Whatever. I like...
one's like a bird, and the other one's like a reptile.
Sure. Everyone roll their eyes at Andrew.
Everyone roll like D20.
The one from World of Warcraft, I guess. The with the metal jaw.
Oh, dude, no, what's his name?
Deathwing?
Smog. That is the greatest design of a dragon I've ever seen. Deathwing looks so fucking cool.
He's super cool. I read the books back in the day, so I feel like a goober, but I remember his design.
I remember my friend getting that expansion, and I watched them play it, and that opening cutscene where all the little goblin dudes are just slapping molten armor on him, that looks so fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I love that shit. I love that whole, like, the world's at peace, and now I'm gonna fuck it up type villains. I love that shit so much. He's so cool. He's so good.
Such an emo thing, too, though, at the beginning. It makes you cringe. Because it goes, pain, hunger, hatred.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Easily my favorite. Charlie, Jackson, rapid fire your dragons.
Smog.
Smog's a good choice, too. Yeah. That's a good choice.
Solid.
Aragorn.
Well, thank you for joining us, Jackson.
Who's the... What dragon were you talking about from Aragorn?
Aragorn.
You mean dragon but with an E? You realize that the way that book was named is he wanted to call it dragon but had a typo, right?
No, what? I didn't know that.
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
No.
D and E are right next to each other on the keyboard too.
Exactly.
You're up, Kaya.
Alright, I'm up. This comes from Kenny RBG or Assload of Jello. He says, I come pre-looped for the podcast hosts. Also, love you guys and what you do. In more ways than one, XD.
Thanks, man.
Well, appreciate it.
This one comes from Brandon Galacho. Jackson, what? Oh, why do you not talk as much on the podcast? Also, thank you for all this great official content. It is quite literally the best part of the week when I get the privilege to see the podcast or catch the streams. Keep up the great work.
We actually discussed that earlier, didn't we?
No, we did talk about that. He had his question answered before we read it.
Well, do it again, Kaya, Jackson.
No, you answer it.
No, I don't know why you talk less. It's because he's too shy to interrupt us, and he said his voice is too soft or whatever. Yeah, you gave a crummy excuse. Anyway. Just interrupt us.
It's really hard.
Just no, it isn't. I'm doing it right now.
But
you're not good at it, though.
We're just talking over.
I'm still able to overpower you with my voice. You're not good at it. You need a lot of practice, Jackson. This is no good.
This is from John Cohen of the Cohen Brothers fame. What's for dinner tonight, lads?
Well, it's 6 a.m. here. So, breakfast. I don't know. Cereal?
Soup. All I have in the apartment is soup. I want to go out to eat, but it's late.
I'm going to eat some yummy Publix chicken tenders.
I had those earlier.
They're so good. They're so good.
The one that makes it by me apparently doesn't do a good job anymore. Oh,
no, that's disheartening.
Oh, okay. Well, this one comes from Buttery Oranges. You boys get a lot of shit, and I feel like you guys need a boost once in a while. Kaya, you're very funny, and your cats and Jackson's cats, I love you. Andrew, you have a pep in your step and always have witty comments. P.S. I hope you find pure happiness one day. Jackson, you have master editing skills and turn this hot pile of garbage into modern art. Charlie, Mr. Burgers himself, always on the positive side, and his quality videos and personality that always shine a light into depressing subjects.
Aww.
Hope you boys have fun making the podcast. Keep it 100.
When do we get Buttery Oranges on the podcast? God damn.
That was really cute.
Hey, he's
one
of the new patrons. You know, this episode has been so beautifully positive. Nothing but love.
And I think I'm getting sick. That's good.
Yeah.
You're up, Jackson.
I know. I was just waiting. I didn't want to interrupt. This one comes from Andrew. What do you call a three-humped camel?
I've seen.
Are you gonna finish it?
I've seen the movie, so I'm not gonna say it.
I've seen the question, so I know the answer.
Yeah, I'm not.
You call it pregnant.
I'm so glad I submitted that.
Because the pregnancy is like a hump, but underneath.
Wait, what?
Like, camels usually have two humps, Andrew.
Zootopia is a good movie. Moving on.
It's a beautiful joke of an onion of a joke. More layers and all that
There's
stuff.
So many layers.
So, this one's for me, coming from Chandler, as I like to call him, little fucking lard kaiju, chobbler, double chindler. Jackson's trying to get me laid. Andrew critiques me. Charlie is too good for me. And Kaya just makes fun of me. Why do I give you money? Because I love you. Also, please stop making fun of me for walking away from the grind. Totally don't explain how pathetic I am.
Chandler, you're a handsome boy with great ambitions. I don't know what the fuck
this
you're
was a really
about.
Sad message, yeah. Jesus.
No, So this one comes from Matthew Precious Laprise, and he says, hey guys, I was wondering, where do you see the podcast after 1 year running time? We kind of answered this in the FAQ, I think.
I think so, too. Right.
Yeah. You know now. Precious.
Quick summation of it. We're not going to stop it unless something makes us stop it. And we're probably not going to change it. We're only going to change it if we think it's for the better.
Yeah.
That's it.
Next one is, for me, it comes from Clayton Fogle. He says, I love sarcasm because it's like punching people in the face, but with words. That's true.
Quote. I think Jackson and Kaya, or Jackson and Charlie, both took their own lives somehow. There he goes. His corpse hit the floor.
That's his chest swinging in the wind.
Yeah.
Jackson, the one interrupt the silence.
This one is from Joey, and it says, what time do I show up for the circle jerk? We had to move them back from 5:30 to 4:30 because we had a real scheduling problem with Matthew. So... also, if you could bring an extra towel. Oh, and no lefties, by the way, because they bump elbows.
And they're the devil's invention.
Exactly.
This is from Ash Black, who says, who's your guys' favorite superhero or villain? Also, maximum shilling, garageofgames.com/official for 15% off your order.
Woohoo!
We have an official sponsors now.
Great. All right, let's just go in Jack order for this one, I guess.
Okay, Jackson.
Favorite superhero at the moment is Spider-Man. I thought the new Spider-Man shit, Homecoming, was a great character. I liked him. Villain, who's the dude from Shawshank Redemption, the main fucking jailer out of that?
I forgot his name. He's not a super villain.
Yeah, wait, he's not a super villain.
He's
dude.
Just a dick.
You don't know that.
Super villain.
It didn't say super villain, it just says villain.
Wow.
Right.
So superhero and villain. Spider-Man and George from George in the Jungle.
Yeah, the guy who used to bully me in third grade.
Yeah, he was the worst.
There we go.
Alright, fine.
I can't... Andrew. All the fucking supervillains are pathetic these days. I can't think of any.
Yeah, fair enough. That's true. I mean, they're always just like 5-minute villains where they vanish at the end
comics.
Of the movie.
Read the manga.
I know.
No.
My favorite hero, it's cliche, but I gotta go with Batman. Has been.
Oh,
since,
shit. I changed my answer.
I mean, Batman's been my favorite since I was like 4 years old. I don't think anything's gonna really change it. For villain? That's a hard one.
Joker.
Maybe. No, I gotta go with. Come back to me, and I'll think about it.
Darth Vader.
Fuck no.
Charlie.
Is
favorite hero? I'm going to have to say. God, I can't think of a favorite hero, but I can tell you my favorite supervillain.
Go
that
for
one's
it.
Easy for me. Dr. Doom, and it's only from that one line of comics where he actually did create utopias off the worlds he conquered and made perfect worlds. I thought that was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I also really like that famous quote from the comic books where he steals the vibranium, but he doesn't really steal it. It's given to him, and the vibranium guardians, like, why would I give this to you? You're an awful, awful man. He gives you that beautiful line. 10,000 times have I gazed in the future. World kills itself every single time. But one where it's ruled by a man who doesn't take shit, basically, in essence. And I thought that was just a really powerful line. How the world needed someone to be super evil in order to make it perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If I can jump back in, I realized my favorite villain. It's not Joker. It's Harley Quinn. And it's mostly because I want to marry her and make her my perfect bride and we'll live together forever.
All right, you.
I really like Harley Quinn. I think she's an amazing character, both well written and interesting.
Oh, that works.
All right.
Yeah.
I also don't have a favorite superhero. I don't know. They're just nothing interesting. But as a villain, if they don't have to be super, like Jackson Speck, Hannibal easily is my favorite super. No, well, not super, but villain of all time.
This is from Andrew, or injurious anal penetration. If your homie sends you a dick pic and you screenshot it, who's the gay one? And if you're both gay in this equation, is one person more gay than the other? All right, I'm just going to answer this and then we can move on. That doesn't make you gay. Fucking men makes you gay. All right, let's move on.
I'd go one step further and say fucking men doesn't make you gay. Being sexually attracted to men makes you gay.
That's sure, probably a better answer.
You know, sucking dick doesn't mean you're gay.
Yeah. You can make every joke you want about, like, oh, he grabbed my ass in the shower, he's gay, or I'm gay, or whatever. It's like, no.
He came down my colon, I'm not gay, though.
It's like, do you think you're gay? Then you're gay. Do you deny that you're gay? You might be gay. That's about it.
You're right.
Everyone's gay.
But yeah, you're only gay if you're sexually attracted to men.
True.
And only men. You could be bi. But if you are a person that's sexually attracted to their own sex, then you are gay. That's the only thing.
All right, next one, Kaya.
Reklor says, "I hope you're." Whoops, sorry.
You skipped the next one.
Yes, Adam Jera says, "It's 3 a.m. over here in California right now, and I want to know what are some of you guys' favorite scary stories. For me, it's hearing the sound of cutlery in the back with Charlie's audio, but also, I guess, like the kind of real shit. I'm always scared of the real stories because I know they could happen, like Joseph Mengele, the fucked up Nazi doctor, or." Joseph Fritzl, Mr. Fritzl, the guy who raped his own daughter for 24 years in a rape dungeon and then raped all of her children too. It's just scary because it can happen. Those are the kind of my favorite, in quotes, you know, horror stories. Your turn.
My favorite one is, what's, Jesus.
Charlie's opening the cellar door because he's scared.
Yeah, my favorite one is that manga, shit, what is it? It's the one with the holes in the
Junji
the
Ito
walls.
And it's I think it's just it's the enigma at Igari
no,
fault
Amiga
fault yes, something like that by Junji one, Ito yeah. Who is amazing.
I love that shit. He did another one called Spirals, I think.
Mm-hmm. Spirals is when they're in the barrels.
Dude,
you just reminded me of mine is the Long Dream by Junji Ito. That freaks me the fuck out to no end.
What the fuck is Junji Ito?
He's a manga artist. Yeah, he's a manga artist who does horror stuff, and he's one of the best in the world. His stories are incredible, and his drawings just make them better.
I'll definitely give it a whirl. I'll check it out.
Charlie, what scared you? Boo!
Interestingly enough, there was a Jimmy Neutron episode where they were telling scary stories, and I laughed it off at the time when I first saw it.
Are you talking about the ghost pizza?
Yeah, the ghost pizza.
I remember.
It actually scared me.
Dude, like, that pizza had a freaky design.
When I would have a sleepover or something, I'd always be worried about that. Like, it just kind of keep me up a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, when I was a kid, I was afraid of the Return the Slab guy from Courage Cowardly Dog.
Oh yeah, King Ramses.
Yeah, King Ramses. The very first time I saw it, it scared me, and then after that, I didn't care.
It scared everyone. That shit was horrifying.
It was.
You're up again, Kaya.
I love Cards Against Humanity.
Yeah, did everyone go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is from Racklore. He says, "I hope you're all having a wonderful, good, and also fine day." Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Racklore.
Thanks, Racklore. Hope you're having a great day.
We did, I think. It was a nice day with the episode.
Yeah, it was fun. All right, I'll take this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it. Just because it was one of my favorite names again. So this one comes from Blimbo Tisk, son of Peef Spogdar. I remember Peef Spogdar. I remember Peef Spogdar well. He says, "Last month I tried to get the license plate Peef for my car, but the DMV rejected it because of profanity. Confused, I turned to the internet and here's the definition of peef on Urban Dictionary. Peef sex, a peef is a penis fart similar to a queef. A queef is to a female as a peef is to a male. There have been very few recorded incidences of peefs. However, we do know that a peef is both pleasant and painful for the peefer. No incidences of a wet peef have ever been recorded. On a related note, the peef has much militaristic potential. Theoretically, with the proper enhancements and adjustments, the peef could become powerful enough to replace nuclear warfare. Example 1, vendor. I peefed at the dinner table. Example 2, Pierce. I tried to peef, but blood came out instead."
Fantastic.
Now you know.
Now you know.
All right, the next one, either Andrew or Jackson, you should read them as chapters. They're long.
I'll read the first one, you read the next one.
Sure. Andrew. Sounds like a plan. Right, so
this one comes from Aaron Chambers. Chapter 1. Charlie sat at his computer, ticking away at his keyboard with gleams of excitement dancing in his eyes. He knew the moment was coming soon. Mouse, click, mouse, click, mouse, click, sigh. Charlie lied back in his chair, sighing with satisfaction, cracking his knuckles to celebrate what he had just done. He blows a little kissy to the screen, proud of to be the owner of 3 free meals with all the ingredients delivered straight to his door. Courtesy of blueapron.com/official, he planned on using the money he saved to have a special night with his friend Andrew, as well as platform shoes so he can appear to be taller. As he relishes in this victory, he suddenly hears a knock on his apartment door. Tiana, his girlfriend, says, "I'll get it." "Wait, no, I'll get it," Charlie replied. She looked at him surprised, then went to the kitchen to practice her rhymes, which are weak as shit at the moment. Charlie then makes sure she can't see him, then moves towards the door. He asks for the secret knock. In walks a towering figure, towering to Charlie. To the rest of us, he just looks like a little taller than average. This Goliath of a man? Andrew. Andrew stood in the doorway, a goofy smile on his face, clutching the boardwalk burgers that he got to surprise Charlie. "Hey, man, looking good," said Andrew innocently. "Oh, thanks, Charlie nervously replied, blushing like a schoolgirl from one of those weeaboo cartoons. Charlie wasn't a fan of boardwalk burgers. He thought they tasted like homeless people were slapping him on a grill. But he didn't want to upset Andrew, especially if he wanted to get what he was after. "I hope you're hungry," Andrew said gleefully. Charlie slyly replied with, "More than you know." Then they moved over to the couch to eat. As they munched on these burgers, Charlie was anything but bored. Trademark. He could feel the blood start to fill his manhood with warmth. Then he saw his golden opportunity. "Let me get that," exclaimed as he moved to wipe a little sauce off Andrew's face. They got close. Close enough that their beard hair began to intertwine and they could feel each other's breath on their lips. Then, like a crack of lightning, on the balcony they hear a crash. They turn quickly. "Who is it?" None other than Jackson and Kaya. "What are you guys doing here?" Charlie roars angrily as the moment has been ruined. Then behind Kaya falls the real package. Charlie's three free Blue Apron meals. Andrew can't believe his eyes and in his excitement acts a...
This is from Edgar Juan. Chapter 2. Dentley fell forward. Their lips locked, and in that moment, nothing mattered. Time seemed to freeze. Seconds felt like hours, and as things were just about to get out of hand, the two cock blockers burst into the room. The two lovers tried to pull away, but their beards were like Velcro. Registered copyright. Once again, time freezes as the four friends look at each other in disbelief. "I can explain," said Charlie, but he struggled to think of an excuse. "There's nothing to explain," said Jackson, as the four just stand there and walks. That the four stand there. Oh, okay. As the four stand there, missing comma, in walks Tiana with fresh baked banana bread. You should go, said Kaya sternly. She looks at Charlie, and as he nods his head, agreeing with this Christmas Islander friend, leave the bread, the four say in unison. Tiana sets down the bread on a marble countertop and leaves in a hurry while wrapping some weak bars. Charlie and Andrew finally manage to untangle their faces. What now? Said Andrew. Charlie suggests that they prepare a fresh meal from blueapron.com/official, which was free in addition to two more free meals. What about the boardwalk burgers, Andrew said in a sad tone. I have something to confess, Charlie said. Boardwalk burgers? More like board burgers, because those burgers don't bring me any joy. Andrew was in shock. He spent the last of his money on one of those patties. Money that could have been saved by visiting blueapron.com/official. But it was decided. Charlie would prepare a meal with the freshest ingredients that were delivered straight to his door. As the friends ate their feast, unbeknownst to them, Alex was trying to warn them of their great danger. Alex heard everything, but could not be heard because his mic was muted. And now he would never be heard from again. To be continued.
Good lord,
that was so elaborate.
That was much more well written than it had any right to be.
Oh yeah. It had actual character arc, it was a plot, it went places.
That was very well entertaining. Written.
That was super well written.
Fantastic. Please send us the continuation on the next shoutouts, boys.
I'm excited to see that stunning conclusion.
I like that.
All right, we got two left.
What's this?
I'll do the next one. This comes from John Locke from Lost. Charlie, I did what I thought was the most brilliant spinoff of your joke last month, and I didn't even get a small chuckle or a pity fart from you. Now I know how you felt. Thanks for the authentic experience. Love the podcast. You guys are the best. Keep it up.
Oh, thanks, John. Right. Loved you and lost.
Don't worry. I had to make sure you've got the real deal.
No skimping on these burgers here.
No skimping around here. That's for damn sure.
And then finally, we have from Anthony. Last Friday, we did an icebreaker at our daily stand-up meeting. The question was, if you had infinite money and could go on a one-week vacation, what would you do? I said I would take myself, Karina, the crew of the official podcast, and one guest for each, on a week bar crawl through Japan, wearing GoPros and streaming the entire vacation. It would be great because two of them would love it, the Australian would be neutral, and one guy would hate it. The dynamics would make for a hell of a time, the publicity and donations from the stream would fuel our income after the vacation, and we would never be bored. Way to go, guys. You've become part of my fantasies, and I admitted it to my coworkers. Thanks. Thank you,
Anthony.
What kind
of meeting is that?
That's a weird team building exercise.
Yeah, it sounds like an awesome meeting.
And then they lean over and go, no, you're supposed to say you'd take the rest of the team. We're team building. That's wrong.
Fuck that.
Well, thank you, Anthony. We would gladly vacation with you if circumstances made it simple.
Yeah, if you were rich, I'm down.
Yeah, if you threw us out, I'd absolutely go.
I'll strap on a GoPro and get drunk. So yeah, thank you, and Karina as well.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you to everyone.
Stop beating her.
Messages.
But yes, thank you, everyone.
Y'all did some good shit. Well, I think it's that time.
Time to wrap up, definitely.
Yeah, exactly. I hope you guys enjoyed the fan episode. Would be fun to do some of these more often if we, you know, run out of ideas or anything. Jackson,
yeah,
where can people find us?
You can find us in the links in the description. We've got iTunes, we've got SoundCloud, we've got Spotify, we've got a lot of places where
people also asked how we like our Discord, because even though we have a Discord, it's not run by us ourselves, but we do endorse it because it's a fun place. So check out our Discord if you want to be part of the community. They're very nice people, run by nice people, fun folk.
Mm-hmm. All right. We'll see you next week, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Charlie. We were going to tell him how we met.
Ooh. Oh, you're right.